The reading this morning is from John chapter 3, verses 1 to 17, from the New International Version. There was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader who was a Pharisee. After dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. "Rabbi," he said, "we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you." Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." "What do you mean?" exclaimed Nicodemus. "How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again?" Jesus replied, "I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants. Just as you can hear the wind, but you can't tell where it comes from or where it is going. So you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit." "How are these things possible?" Nicodemus asked. Jesus replied, "You are a respected Jewish teacher, and yet you don't understand these things. I assure you, we tell you what we know and what we have seen, and yet you won't believe our testimony. But if you don't believe me, then I tell you about earthly things. How can you possibly believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ever gone to heaven and returned, but the Son of Man has come down from heaven. And as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him." Hear the word of the Lord.
Think about David. A man named Nicodemus, he believed in Jesus because of what he saw Jesus doing. He had seen the miracles from Jesus, and then he believed in Jesus. His name is Nicodemus. He was a Pharisee, and therefore, all manner of religious obstacles, formalism, and more, they stood in his way. He was a ruler and saw all manner of social impediments. They stood in his way. They say all Pharisees loved to be asked to pray in meetings and in worship meetings, in prayer meetings. Nicodemus was also that kind of a person. He felt strongly about worshiping God correctly. For the Pharisees, anything and everything in their worship had to be done in a specific way, and they will be disturbed if anyone got something wrong during the time of worship. And Nicodemus was that kind of a person too. Their problem as Pharisees was twofold. They knew the Bible, but they didn't understand it. They read the Bible, but they wouldn't understand it. They refused to see that Jesus was the fulfillment of law. They refused to see that the law was about Jesus. One writer says, the reason why they did not understand scriptures is that they did not understand themselves. The reason why they wouldn't understand the Bible, it's because they did not understand their position. The reason why they did not understand what scripture was saying, it's because they did not want to accept their position and the position of Jesus Christ. For them, the Pharisees, faith was just a set of ideas. For them, the Pharisees, faith had everything to do with just the systems and the culture and the tradition. They did not allow faith to change their lives. They did not allow faith to make them see things in a new way. So for them, being Christians, being a Pharisee, was just by name so that they have got that sense of belonging. But it did not help them in the way they lived their life. It did not help them in the way they engaged people. It did then help them in the way they lived with their friends and neighbor. It was just a set of ideas. For the Pharisees, anyone who believed differently was attacking all they had put their faith in. Anyone who began to believe that indeed Christ was from God, came from heaven, that person, according to the Pharisees, was attacking their roots, what they believed in. They could not see their sin or a need for a savior for that matter. For them, being a Pharisee was enough. They did not see, they were not aware of their need for Jesus. Can you locate yourself here? Do you see yourself being like a Pharisee? Are you in one way or another like Nicodemus? Is faith for you just a set of rules, just a set of religious ideas? Do you read the Bible? Does it not help you in your walk with Jesus? Do you read the Bible but you don't understand the Bible, or you would not understand the Bible? Is the reason why we struggle in our walk of faith the fact that we don't understand ourselves? Or maybe we don't even understand our position? Can you relocate yourself here? Are you in one way or another like Nicodemus? Am I like one of the Pharisees? But in the red scripture, we meet a man with an awakened conscience. He goes to Jesus at night. Although Nicodemus was a coward, yet he went to Jesus. Although Nicodemus was ignorant, yet he went and asked. Although he was a ruler, Nicodemus renounced his knowledge. And in simplicity, with the simplicity of a child, he went to Jesus. He did this at night. I have been told that the reason why most of the students will prefer the night to the day labor, it's because through the day, their thoughts, they are diverted into 1,000 streams. But at night, the thoughts settle. And as the student settle into pools with deep and undisturbed time, the pool reflects the stars. And so students prefer studying at night than doing it during the day, because at night their thoughts are not diverted into 1,000 streams. And Nicodemus chooses to go to Jesus at night. The most known reason why Nicodemus went to Jesus at night is because he did not want to be noticed. He was a rabbi. He was a ruler in a synagogue. He was a religious leader. He did not want to betray his people. He went, that's the known reason about why he went to Jesus at night. But I want us to also look at this way. Although Nicodemus was a Pharisee, and like many other Pharisees, he read the Bible but did not understand the Bible. But at least Nicodemus knew what it means when the Bible says our help comes from God. Although he was a Pharisee and did not understand scripture, but at least he knew what it means when the Bible says, our God, he who keeps Israel, neither sleeps nor slumber. So he goes to Jesus at night with an awakened conscience. He goes to inquire about the kingdom. You and I need to check if there are areas of new birth needed in our lives. There needs to be a time where we are awakened consciously and we search, we look for areas of new birth in our life. Once we discover that there is an area in my life that needs the touch of God, whether it is during the day or by night, we consciously go to Jesus. And Nicodemus did that. The season of Lent is that season which opens opportunity for a self-examination of faith. It's an opportunity for people to be awakened. It's a season of awakening. So all Nicodemus went to Jesus to ask is, what shall I do to inherit the kingdom of God? What shall I do to live happy ever after? What shall I do to make a fresh start? What do I need to do to enter heaven after this life? And Jesus says, it's not enough that you were born by your parents. Nicodemus, your life is not balanced. You need to have your physical parents and have me as your parent. Your life is not balanced until you have your physical parents as your parents. And then you make a new start by saying yes to Christ. In other words, you have to be born of water and spirit. And the big question from Nicodemus, and maybe you also have the same question, how can an old person like me be born again? Here is a question. How can a 46-year-old Barbara be baptized? Now you know. How can a 46-year-old Ndega go back to her mother's womb? How is that possible? But Nicodemus is just an earthly man. He can only see the earthly things. He cannot comprehend that which is heavenly, the things of the Spirit. He is just thinking about him going back to his mother's womb. But here's the question. How can anyone be born after having grown old? Romans 4 verse 13 says, for the promise did not come to Abraham or his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. And the people called Methodist believe. We are saved by grace through faith. And so how can an old person be born again? Is that possible? We are saved by grace through faith in Jesus. When do people know that I am being born again? What does being born again mean? When does it happen? When everything is destroyed and all that is left is Jesus. That is being born again. When everything is destroyed and all people can hear is Jesus, all people can understand is Jesus, that is being born again. And Jesus' reply to the spiritually blind Nicodemus, it shows that it's a great thing to reverence Christ. It's a right thing to reverence Jesus. But this will not save without a spiritual change. Reverencing Jesus, it's a great thing. But without a spiritual change, it doesn't change a human being. And so here Nicodemus is confronted with the need of a totally new beginning. A totally new beginning to start afresh. And Jesus says, unless you are born of water and spirit, unless you are born from above, you cannot see the kingdom of God. What this says is, when we trust only Jesus and have turned from everything else, only then can we understand what the kingdom of God is. When we trust in Jesus and have turned from everything else, only then can we understand what the kingdom of God is. And so in our case today in South Africa, in London at Trinity, what does it mean to be born of spirit? What does it mean to be born from the above? What does it mean to follow Jesus? More than knowing what the future holds for us, it is important to know the person who knows the future. More than worrying about what the future holds for us, it is important to know the one who knows what the future holds for us. Abraham in the Old Testament, he obeyed the call and the command from God to leave his native country, to go to an unknown country. He said yes, and he went to that unknown country without knowing where he was going. But he knew very well with whom he was going. He did not know his destination, but he trusted the one who knows our destination. In other words, Abraham, though he was clueless, he allowed the Spirit of God to blow the way it pleases. He allowed the Spirit of God to take him to unknown places. He allowed himself to be put on an uncomfortable zone. He trusted the one who knows what the future holds for us. And so what is new birth? New birth is when Nicodemus of today stops trusting in their religion. New birth, it is when the Zacchaeuses of today stop trusting in their money. New birth is when the Samaritan women of this day stop trusting in their relationship with their religion. And that is what Nicodemus was told to do. Maybe a way of looking at this from another angle is not to speak about the second birth, but to speak of being born into the way of Christ. To be born into the way of Christ. And that is what holding fast to faith is. Taking on new faith and living it in a radical way. Taking on a new faith and living it in a radical way. And I want to end by saying this. It is not only about how we can become part of the kingdom, but how the kingdom life is to be lived. It's not enough to be part of the kingdom, but living in the kingdom, being the kingdom, walking the ways of the kingdom, speaking the way the kingdom speaks. It's not enough to be Nicodemus, to be a member of the church. And if you are here, you feel, I still feel areas of my life that needs to be touched by Jesus. But I cannot let Trinity people know that I'm still struggling with 1, 2, and 3. You can visit Jesus Christ at night. When people are not aware of what is happening, you and I can secretly go to Jesus. And that is what I call holding fast to faith.